Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, February 8th, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Welcome in. Hope you're doing well today. Hope life's treating you well. Hey, nice to get a little break from the cold down here in Alabama. Not necessarily everywhere else, but man, it seems like we've had a cold winter so far. And man, it's going to be some nice weather here this week, but look out. I'm sure there's more coming. But how you doing? We're in the second week of February. Here we go. I mean, life's rolling on. I can't believe we're already through January, much less the second week of February. And man, it just seems like time gets faster and faster the older you get. But, you know, I mean, as have you settled in? Have you sticking to all your New Year's resolutions? I hope you are. I've cheated on a couple of mine, but I'm doing pretty well so far. But how's life treating you? Are you tired? Are you burnt out yet? Are you worried about stuff? Are you just gotten to that point where, man, I need a break? Kind of going to deal with some of that this morning, just talking about what do we do when we're feeling that way. Know we're only a month and a week into the new year, but man, sometimes life just hits you hard, and sometimes you just have bad days or bad weeks or bad months, whatever it may be. But what do you do? Where do you turn when you're tired, when you're burnt out, when you're worried, when you're stressed? Because you're not the full you when you're that way. So we're going to talk about that in Matthew 11, verse 28. We're going to talk about that this morning and just kind of break down what we can do and how we can avoid those pitfalls of life and those ruts, so-called ruts of life, and just power through. And man, you know what? At the end of the day, Jesus loves you. He wants what's best for you. And I'm going to share some insight on how we could do that in our own lives coming up here this morning. So glad you're being a part of it. Kick back, relax, and we'll see you on the other side. Matthew 11, 28. This is Jesus speaking, and he says this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Isn't that comforting? Isn't that just nice to know that Jesus says, hey, you're worn out, you're tired. Everything I was sharing earlier in the last segment, just about, you know, you're burnt out, you're stressed out, you're tired, you're worried, bills, family, emotional, whatever it may be, a job, it can be a lot of different things. Life comes at each of us pretty hard. And, you know, something we talk about each and every week. Nobody's got this thing figured out. We're all trying to get through life as unscathed and uninjured as possible, I guess would be the way to say it. But, you know, how do you avoid the pitfalls? You know, what do you do? And it's times like that when, you know, I just rely on scriptures like Matthew 11, 28, where Jesus just says, hey, you're just worn out. He just had it. He just want to go home, crawl into bed, and go to sleep for like a year. I mean, who hasn't had that thought before? But, you know, we're not supposed to live that way. We're not supposed to be worn out. We're not supposed to be stressed out, exhausted. Because you know what? That just leads to an angrier version of us, a lesser version of ourselves. And you know what? I know we can't impact people. I know the Lord can't impact us when we're in those modes or those moods. And I know he can't use us to impact other people when we're in those moods or modes. Or maybe he can, but it's just not for the right reasons. And, you know, like we've discussed many times on here is, you know, you're impacting people each and every day. And it's either for the kingdom or it's not. It's either good or it's bad, whatever you want to call it. But what are you doing with that? What are you doing with that impact, with that charge that the Lord's given you to say, hey, you got this group of people, your tribe, your community, your family, your work crew, whoever it is, your circle of people, and you know who that is. But you've got an opportunity to impact those people each and every day. And if you're not rested, if you're all worried and stressed out, you know, your circle of influence, A, is not going to be very large. And secondly, you're not going to have a whole lot of influence because nobody wants to be around a crab. You know, somebody that's just crabby all the time. Look, Sundays, something in my DNA and the men in my family on Sundays, you don't want to be around us. I don't know why that is, but if I'm ever going to be crabby, not saying I don't do it any other day, but Sundays, man, I even know to stay away from myself sometimes. So do you know that about yourself? I mean, take a little inventory and think about that and think, how can I get better, you know, and how can I overcome being weary and burdened? And it's simple. Just come to Jesus. That's what he wants. He's asked you that. He may be knocking on your heart right now. Some of you may have already come to him. You already may know who he is. You may have that relationship. Some of you may not. And some people may, and just it's been a minute since you've talked to him or listened to him or, you know, had any kind of a relationship or a conversation with him. But just trust him with whatever is concerning you today. A, he's going to take care of those problems. And B, man, you're not going to have to worry about it. And you can live a little bit less, a little bit more stress-free life. I mean, who doesn't want that in this crazy day and age? So, man, check that out. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Isn't that encouraging? Jesus Christ gave us those words so many thousands of years ago, and man, it's so true today. So whatever it is that's troubling you, give it to him. Trust him and see what he does with it. We'll be back here on Sunday morning in just a few minutes. Thanks for being a part. Come on back in here on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. So glad you're listening. Just, you know, look, y'all, I'm just trying to be an encouragement to you. Wherever you are out there, if you can hear my voice, man, there's some reason our paths have crossed. Whether you're listening to it on the radio or on the podcast, wherever it may be, man, I'm so blessed just to be here each and every week. And just, man, the Lord's called me to do this and just to give, an encouraging word each and every week. And again, I'm not trying to get anybody's business. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. This is just Shaw saying, man, God's laid this on my own heart this week, and these are things I'm working on. And if it helps you, man, I hope it does. And come on back again next week. We'll do it again. But talking about just being burnt out, tired, worried, stressed, all the unfun stuff in life. And, you know, it just comes down to this. I think we're all so fast-paced today. We're all overextended. We're all overcommitted. We're all overworked. We're all overtaxed. We're all over a lot of things. And you know, I started thinking about this, you know, during this last week. It's like, why? Why do we stay so busy? I mean, I know that I'm busy and I know that I've got to cut things back, but why do I have that issue? Is it just, man, I've got to fill things. I can't sit still. I don't know. And that's something I'm asking myself right now. So just a good time to take inventory and go, why am I overcommitted? Why am I over? I think it's because we don't want to let people down, but I think there's a little bit of control in there too, right? I think, you know, we want our own control. We want it to be done. We want it our way. I'm the boss of everything else, so why can't I handle one more thing? But it's a slippery slope, right? I mean, yes, you are in control of a certain thing or decisions or whatever it may be, but you keep piling those things up and piling those things. Before you know it, you got your hand in like 2,000 different things, and you're not very effective at any of them. So just slow down and pare it down a little bit and just, man, maybe pray about it. Go, God, where do I need to cut back? Had a conversation with a good friend of mine the other day about a Wednesday night Zoom call we've been doing, Bible study. And everybody's, you know, sporadic attendance, and it's good. It's always good conversation with whoever's on that Zoom call. But, man, we're all kind of at that point in life. We all need to step back. And the Lord convicted us. It's that group. We need to take a break. And maybe we don't need to meet every week, but let's do it once a month or once a quarter. And so we're praying through that. We're talking through that. But that's just a real-world application of where, man, we're overextended. That's one more night a week that I've got. They're great guys, and they're powerful conversations, and the Lord's present. There's no doubt about it. But, man, I don't have a night where I can just stop and be with my family and just not have to worry about doing anything or being committed to something. So, excuse me. So wherever you are in life, I mean, you can always look at your schedule. Take time to look at that and go, you know, where am I overcommitted? Where can I cut back? And what am I doing with my time? Because you know what? If you're stressed out, if you're burnt out, if you're tired, it's because you're doing too much. Right? So cut back and ask the Lord. Hey, you know, look, if you're a vital part of an organization that people depend on you, I mean, I'm not saying quit your job or do any of that, but just look around and look at your time and what you're doing with it. And I'm going to share something here on the other side of the break where, you know, where we can look at our time. And it's kind of cool, something I shared with my oldest son years ago, and I think it'll help you here when we talk about it in just a few minutes. So hope you're doing well. Glad you're listening. And we'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. Just talking about that weary part of this scripture, and just, you know, I looked that up, and weary, you know, we know what it means, but I'm an old science teacher and I just can't help but look it up on Merriam-Webster dictionary. But it said weary, exhausted in strength, endurance, vigor, or freshness. I was like, man, that's a lot of different things. I mean, that's pretty much you're exhausted in everything. Your strength's gone, your endurance is gone, your vigor, your freshness. Man, you don't sound like you're a whole lot of fun to want to be around in that situation. So I think we all know what weary is, but I thought that was just a great breakdown of what it truly means. And man, when you're there, man, it's all aspects of your life. You're at the end of your rope. You just, sometimes you just, man, I got nothing left, you know, and I'm not making light of it. It's real. It's man, life happens and we all go through struggles. We all go through difficulties, but man, God doesn't want you to live like that. He doesn't want you to be weary. And he talks about that, right? He says, come to me. If you're weary, if you're burdened, I'll give you rest. But just thinking and identifying it, sometimes you don't even know you're weary. You ever been so tired you don't even know it, or you don't know how tired you are, or so burnt out, or so worried, or so consumed with something that you just kind of step back for a moment and go, wait a minute, I didn't realize how bad that was. But that's what it is when you're exhausted in all facets of life. And, you know, you don't even know that you're in, at the end of your rope. And, man, you know, people have mental issues and mental breakdowns and stressed out and all these different things. And I look, they're for real. I'm making no light about it. But it's because we're too stressed. We're too overcommitted. We're too, everything we were talking about just in the last segment, we're just too much. And why? You know, something the Lord's been laying on my heart for about the last 7-8 months, I think it is. I've been sharing it, trying to each and every week, is just getting outside and just stopping and smelling the roses for 30 minutes, maybe an hour on your back porch. Just getting quiet. Spending time alone with your brain and the creator of the universe and just going, God, give me a reset here. Y'all, you know, I've been doing it. I did a lot of deer hunting over this deer season and spent some time, more time than normal in the woods. And it was just so refreshing. And it was fun to be out there at times with my friends and my sons. But at times it was fun just to be by myself and my thoughts and just to be able to pray and go, God, man, look at your creation. You are so awesome. You are so beautiful. You're so mighty. And, you know, when you just stop and you slow down and you start appreciating the small things, A, you're taking inventory of what you should be taking inventory, but secondly, you're not focused on that list. You're not focused on that trouble. You're not focused on that mortgage payment. You're not focused on that issue you've got with whoever or burden, weariness, whatever it is. Man, you're out in creation, and you're spending time with the creator of the universe. And I believe he speaks to us through that somehow, some way. And I think it's important that we've got to make sure we do that. So spend time with him. Don't be weary. And, you know, I was reminded of, you know, I just thought, man, sometimes you just got to hang on. And then I heard that song Lauren Daigle sings, you know, Hold On To Me. And she says, when it's too dark to see, hold on to me. Hold on to me when I know I've reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. Hold on to me when I let go. Hold me again. Y'all, so true. Just, man, pray for that. Just hold on to him with everything that you got. Even if times are good, keep holding on. If times are rough, hold on, because he's got a blessing for you. He's got a plan for you. And we're going to talk about that here coming up. And let's just take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about that plan and how we can know that we're in his plan and that he's got us. Keep on keeping on, everybody. We'll be back here in just a few. You ever had just rest? You know what it's like when you wake up and you're rested and you're refreshed, you're focused, you're refocused, you're rejuvenated. You ever wake up with that sleepy eye? You know, like you're in such a deep sleep that it takes you 10, 15 minutes for you to just really wake up and get your eyes not all puffy and sleepy. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever been there? When's the last time you had that? Just got to sleep in on a weekend or a whatever day of the week, but you just woke up rested, went, man, I feel good. Don't those always feel fantastic? I just don't think we get enough of that. It's something I've been working on since the new year, is just getting a good night's sleep. You know, I'm notoriously bad about staying up late and working and maybe watching TV, movie, ball game, whatever it may be, and then get up at 5:30 in the morning and do it all over again. I'll catch up this weekend, but I found it cool in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the year. Man, if I'm going to bed at a decent time and I'm getting my 8 hours of sleep, man, I really feel good by the time the weekend gets here, and I don't have to just lay around and catch up and, you know, all that fun stuff. So if you've ever been rested, you know what that feels like. So the Lord tells you right here what we've been talking about in Matthew 11:28. If you're weary, if you're burdened, just come to me, and I'm going to give you rest. He's going to take all that away from us, and y'all, he will. But the issue is we got to let go, and we got to quit being so self-centered. I think it makes us miserable because we are so self-centered, and we just want that control. And, you know, what are we doing? Why are we in everybody? Why do we have a hand in every project? Why are we in everybody's business? Just slow down. You know, I think when we get so scattered, I think it's A, because we're kind of selfish and we want to be scattered and we want to be involved in everything. But sometimes they just don't need to be involved in things because it's a slippery slope. If we keep going down that road, we're going to be miserable because there's never enough and there's never an end. And it's one more thing and one more thing. You know, I was driving out of the back of my neighborhood in Chelsea Park, and hopefully my neighbor's listening. Hope she's not. I'd never met her before, but there was a lady that had parked her car in a common area where there was a bunch of nice grass, and she had her dog on a leash, and that dog, she had taken out just to go use the bathroom in that area. And I stopped at the stop sign. There was no traffic, and I looked left, and I looked right, and I looked behind me. I looked in front of me. I did it all again, and then a third time, like, you know, I got half a mind to get out of this car and go over and tell, take that dog to your own yard. Don't drive your car down here with a dog and let it use the bathroom in the common area, which you're probably not going to pick up, being judgmental, I know. But, you know, like, come on. And then I was just like, I heard this voice in my heart. It was just like, just keep moving. It has nothing to do with you. It's not personal. Just don't worry about it. It's none of your business. And, you know, it was just a classic example of today, of just something that happened in life where I went, man, there was an opportunity where I could have been this guy, but the Lord stopped me and said, no, just keep moving. Practice what you're preaching and just keep moving, because it's just one more thing that you don't need to be stressed over. I got that. And so it sounds so simple, but you know, when we stop and we start looking for those opportunities, y'all, that's when we get better. That's when we grow as people and as believers and just people that can be kingdom builders, that can encourage others and come alongside them and let them know it's going to be all right. So get rested. If you want rest, are you tired? Are you exhausted? I sound like a TV commercial. Are you tired? Are you stressed? You need to call this number. No, you just need Jesus. That's all you need. Just trust him. He says, come to me. How do you come to him? You just pray to him. Just have a conversation. Say, Lord, I need you. I'm struggling. I need this. Help me. And he'll meet you. And he'll give you that rest. I promise you. And you also read his word. I believe that's how he talks to you as well. So pray up, get in the word, surround yourself with other believers, go to church. When's the last time you went to church? If you're on your way, I hope you are. Good, good for you. And if you just come from there, that's fantastic. But if you haven't been in church in a while, man, go. Just check it out. It may take you a church or two to visit before you find the right one for you. But man, it's just people trying to do life together. So give them a chance. All right. Get rested. Lean into him. Don't be weary. Don't be burdened. And why is that? Why do we not want to be burdened? Why do we not want to be weary? Because A, it wears us out, and we want to be rested. But y'all, we do all that so that he can use us. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment, about how we can do all this, and then a cool way that God can use us. Something I came across this week. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. So I came across this week about Coach Jimmy Gentry out of Franklin, Tennessee. And Coach Gentry in Franklin, Tennessee area is a legendary coach, not only for just being a great coach, but just for being a great man, a great husband, a great father, grandfather. And I had the pleasure of coaching at a school up in that area. And in the twilight, well, later in life, after he retired, actually, Coach Gentry came over to our school, and he encouraged Coach Kenny Dallas and I as we were starting a football program down there. And it was just really cool how he came alongside us and tried to encourage us as young dads, as young coaches, trying to start a football program at this school. And we ultimately did, but he just tried to give us some insights and some pointers about just, I remember he just always say, keep it about loving them boys. You know, that's what it's all about. But ran across this week. There was an interview somebody gave, and they were talking about Coach Gentry and what he said. He said, if you want to know the key to just living a fruitful life and then have an impact on people, there's five Southern sayings that you can use. And he said, you start on your hand, and just as long as you got your five fingers, he said, we're going to count. The first one's going to have five words, and the second one's going to have four words, and three, and two, and one. We're going to keep counting down. And so he goes through this and he says, number five, he said, if you have this attitude life, and this is a question you're always asking people in your heart, is how can I help you? That's five. One, two, three, four, five. How can I help you? Now drop your thumb and go, hey, number four, there's four words. It says, I'm proud of you. All right, got that one. And three fingers, you go down to that and says, I love you. And you go down to two, and it's thank you. Okay? And talking in the interview, it was saying, all right, well, what's the one word, right? What do you get down to all that? You started out, the five words is, how can I help you? Four words, I'm proud of you. Three words, I love you. Two words, thank you. So far, it's been you, 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 you. So you're going to think it's going to be something similar. So if you're thinking about it out there, I'm going to give you just a second to be thinking, what do you think that one word is? People said maybe it's Jesus. That's a great word. That's not the word he was looking for. Love, no, that's not it. I mean, that's a good one. There's a whole different thing. Just rack your brain and think about what that is. But he looked at the interview and he said, the number one word, when it's just one word, is we. W-E. We. And y'all, that hit me like a ton of bricks this week. So I thought, you know what? If I can take Coach Gentry's words and his advice, and I can look at that, and I can go through life thinking, man, I approach people with this heart, and I'm looking at somebody that I just meet or somebody I've known for 30 years, and I go, how can I help you? I'm proud of you. I love you. Thank you. And we. Y'all, that's what it's all about. It's about others. It's about everybody else. But at the end, that is also about everybody else, but it's about you and me coming together and making an impact in this world. So thank you, Coach Gentry. I know he passed away several years ago, but just his words still ringing true today. But, you know, think about that. Where are you having an impact today? How are you having an impact today? And if you're not, use that right there. How can I help you? You know, if you go and you're willing to help people, that's a servant heart. God's going to open doors for that. I'm proud of you. Man, who doesn't like confirmation? You're complimenting people. I'm proud of you, man. You did a great job on that. Think about what that makes you feel like when somebody does that for you. Try more of that. Tell somebody you love them, right? How hard is that? It's really not that hard. You just got to do it. Thank you. Man, how hard is it to say thank you? A lot of people don't say it. Manners have just disappeared, haven't they? But when you say thank you, man, that makes people feel appreciated. I always sign off on an email. 99 times out of 100, I say thank you. And I try to type that. It's not written into my signature. I just type it because I want that person to know that I'm thanking them for whatever we're doing or whatever we're working on. And then that number one, we. Man, isn't that powerful? When we come together, we can move mountains. God can move mountains. But when we come together, we can have an impact. You know, think about it. What does the Constitution say? It starts out with what? We the people. What happens when we the people come together and we unite? Forget all this stuff that's going on, the social strife and divide. I think it's a bunch of baloney. I think it's a bunch of hooey, and I think it's just a bunch of people trying to keep us all divided. But when we come together as we, y'all, we can be, as the body of Christ, we as one can come together and change this world. So let's do it. Start today. Be a little more selfless and be a little more about everybody else and how you can serve them and see what happens in your life. See how the Lord blesses you in that this week. All right. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. All right, folks, let's go. It's time. We know what we got to do. You know, are you worn out? You're stressed out? We can fix it. God can fix it. You know what you got to do. You just got to come to him. You just got to trust him, and he's going to give you that rest. He's going to take those burdens away, and he's going to take that weariness away. You know, who wants to really be that way? I remember teaching school. You'd walk through a schoolhouse sometimes. You know those teachers you see out there? They just look like they've been sucking on lemons. It's bitter. Just waiting on somebody to step in their way and cross them because they're going to knock you out or send you to the principal's office. I know I was a student and a teacher, but I felt that way every time I saw those teachers. But who wants to be around that? God can't use you. I don't want to be around it. So don't be that person. Life's not meant to be lived that way. It's supposed to be, not saying you're not going to have problems, you're not going to have stresses, but it shouldn't be more than there's not, if that makes sense. So trust him today and just step back and just let some of that stuff go. You know, a lot of the stuff that you're stressed about, it really, at the end, and no offense to anybody, but at the end of the day, it just really doesn't matter. You step back and go in 5 years or a year or 10 years, what will it matter? And if you say no, it won't, then why are you doing it? Why are you messing? Maybe your job, I'm not saying that, but you know what I mean. So just think about what you're doing. Think about where you're putting all your emphasis, and you know, you'll see where it's supposed to be. Talked about it earlier. Here's a challenge for you this week is my oldest son, Ian, and I, when he was in about the fifth grade, we were talking about time. And I was asking about something. He said, well, I don't have time for that. And I said, oh, wow, I know you're busy in fifth grade, but what's the deal? And so we started down. I reached over the sun visor in my car, and I pulled it down, and there was a envelope up there, and I had a pencil in the, you know, little cup holder there, and I pulled it out, and we started looking at it. And I said, man, how much time is there in a day? And I did the math in minutes. And I said, man, there's 1,440 minutes in a day. And I said, interesting. I said, what do you have to do in a day? What are you so busy with? And he said, well, I go to school. And I was like, all right, that's 8 hours times 60. That's 480 minutes. So I did the math. I subtracted it down, got to like 960 minutes. I said, what else do you do? He said, well, I sleep for 8 hours. All right, there's another 8 times 6, 48 intermittent. Okay, so I deducted that and got down wherever that is. And then he said, well, I do homework for an hour. Okay, and I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, 30 minutes. All right. Eat dinner. All right. Play video games. I had to go talk to my friends. But he did all these things, and he had gone to ball practice. And by the time it was all done, Ian had pretty much done everything he could think of. I think we had gone to the, you know, Chuck E. Cheese pizza, and we'd probably gone to a movie and a baseball game. We've done all these things, and it's a pretty full day. But when we got done at the end of it, he still had like 90 minutes left. And we had exhausted everything that we could have possibly come up with to do in a 24-hour period. And we were just trying to knock minutes off. And I've done that exercise in my own life. And when I taught school, I did it with my students from time to time. And I challenge you to do it too. If you've never budgeted your minutes, try that sometime. Start with 1,440 minutes and deduct what you do on an average day. You sleep, you exercise, you go to work or school, you eat, you have family time, and just draw it all down like a financial budget, but this is a time budget. And it's very critical, because if you don't know where your time's going, it'll be gone. And we've only got so much of it. Money, you can make more. Time, you can't. And so when you look at that, it never failed. I never got anywhere. I always had like 60 minutes left in my day. And it usually revolved around a conversation about spending time with the Lord. I said, just give him 5 minutes. People go, I don't have time. I can't do it. Man, you can do it riding down the road. You just talk out loud with your eyes open. He hears you. You can do it sitting outside. If you can't give the creator of the universe 5 minutes, man, he can't bless you like you could be. So try that this week. Think about your time. Think about your minutes and give it to him. And just say, God, here's 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, and then 20, whatever it is. And before you know it, you're going to be so blessed. You're going to be like, man, I should have been doing this a long time ago. So hope that's an encouragement. Man, we started out talking about being tired, burnout, worried, stressed, and all that. Man, forget all that. It's a new year. It's February 8th. I mean, here we go. Let's go. Let's make it a bang-up year. Let's have fun this year. Let's be positive, and let's go. Let's be positive and focus on other people and how we can impact the kingdom. Hope you have a great rest of your day, everybody. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you back here next week on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.